Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is at hand. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, it was in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on the night there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, another left. And there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, they also the vultures will gather." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Simply, the gospel is telling us we have to take care, be ready for the coming of Son of Man, that means Jesus. He just invites us, always ready. He quotes the Old Testament that people are not ready for anything, but we have to follow Jesus' way, moment by moment, with mutual love, always with love towards one another, always keep the companion with mutual love. Where there is love, there is God. It is not always easy, of course, but Jesus is advising us, always get ready, start again. Again, just tell ourselves, yesterday we will come back, tomorrow might be not in our hand, and Jesus giving us advice, live well every day, live well every present moment. Only in the present moment we can fulfill the will of God. Let's ask Jesus to give the strength, not upon the so much on the past, neither in the future, but live well every present moment.